Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 7th. Today's word is schmooze, spelled S-C-H-M-O-O-Z-E. Schmooze is a verb that means to converse informally, to chat. It can also mean to chat in a friendly and persuasive manner, especially so as to gain favor, business, or connections. Schmooze can also mean to engage in informal conversation with. Here's the word used in a sentence. Conference attendees will have plenty of chances to schmooze with the industry's power players. The word schmooze, which is also sometimes spelled without the C, S-H-M-O-O-Z-E, is one of a small but significant number of words borrowed from Yiddish that have become relatively common members of the English language. Other such words include chutzpah, lox, maven, mensch, nebbish, schlep, and schlock. Though classified as a High German language, Yiddish also borrows from the Slavic and Latinate languages as well as from Aramaic and Hebrew. It was the Hebrew word for news or rumor that provided Yiddish with the noun schmooze, meaning talk, and the verb schmoozen, meaning to talk or chat. Although originally used in English to indicate simply talking in an informal and warm manner, schmooze has since also taken on the suggestion of discussion for the purposes of gaining something. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.